The Miracle on the Hudson. The audio recordings are released. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The FAA has released audio recordings of the exchanges between air traffic controllers and Captain Chesley Sullenberger on January 15th during the ditching of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 in the Hudson River. When ATC recordings are released, the FAA may provide as much as an hour or more of audio. I wanted to edit this so you could quickly hear just the exchanges that began with the first reports of the bird strikes on the Airbus A320. Normally, we take a break for sponsors in the middle of this program. Today, those obligations have been taken care of completely within the context of our Aero Briefing newscast so that we can play you this audio without interruption. This recording begins with a transmission that was logged at exactly 3:27 p.m. and 32 seconds Eastern Time on January 15th, as U.S. Airways Flight 1549 was on climb-out from LaGuardia. I'm going to leave the blank spaces in this portion so you'll hear exactly what the controllers heard in the New York TRACON on that day.
Cactus 1549, turn left heading 270.
This is Cactus 1549, hit birds, we've lost thrust on both engines, returning back towards LaGuardia.
Okay, you need to return to LaGuardia. Turn left heading of 220.
220.
Tower, stop your departure, he's got emergency returning.
Who is it?
It's 1529. He bird strike, he lost all engine. He lost the thrust in the engines. He's returning immediately.
Cactus 1529, which engines?
He lost thrust in both engines, he said.
Got it.
Cactus 1529, we can get it for you. Do you want to try to land 1313?
We're unable. We may end up in the Hudson.
Joey 2760, turn left 070.
070, Joey 2760.
Hi, Cactus 1549. It's going to be left traffic to runway 31.
Unable.
Okay, what do you need to land? Cactus 1549, runway 4 is available if you want to make left traffic to runway 4.
Idiot,
I'm not sure we make any runway. What's over to our right? Anything in New Jersey? Maybe Teterboro?
Okay, yeah, off your right side is Teterboro Airport. Do you want to try to go to Teterboro?
Yes.
Teterboro Empire. Actually, LaGuardia departure guy, emergency inbound.
Hey, guys.
Cactus 1529 over the George Washington Bridge wants to go to the airport right now.
Wants to go to our airport, check. Does he need assistance?
Yes. It was a bird strike. Can I get him in for runway 1?
Runway 1, that's good.
Cactus 1529, turn right 280. You can land runway 1 at Teterboro.
We can't do it.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
We're going to be in the Hudson.
I'm sorry, say again, Cactus. All right. Joey 2760, contact New York 126.8.
2768, Joey 2760.
Cactus 1549, radar contact is lost. You also got Newark Airport up at 2 o'clock in about 7 miles. Eagle 5, 4718, turn left thing 210.
210, 4718. I think he said he was going in the Hudson.
Cactus 1529, you saw him? Cactus 1529, if you can, you got runway 29 available at Newark, it'll be 2 o'clock in 7 miles. Eagle 5, 4718, climb 18, 12000.
Okay, 1000 and 5 at 288.
While everybody remained very calm and professional in their communications throughout the ordeal, you weren't hearing things. Captain Sullenberger mistakenly referred to his flight as Cactus 1539, and the controllers then called it 1529. And you know what? If I'm ever in their shoes, I hope that's my biggest mistake. The toughest part of being an air traffic controller during crises like this may be the waiting to find out what happened. A full 7 minutes after Flight 1549 splashed down, controllers obviously still had no word on how things had turned out. The FAA recorded the following exchange between New York TRACON and a Boeing pilot.
you find that A320?
I'm not sure yet.
You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Please be careful up there this weekend. Have a clear and unlimited day.